Hello guys, welcome to the Stripe Show with me, Tiago, and Andrea. And finally, after 3 years and a half, we're here to celebrate a win. The feeling you have the day after a game won by Juventus is unbelievable, because I finally can wake up and I don't feel the pressure. Oh my God, what's going to happen in the Juventus world right now? Because what can go wrong? And then you know what I realized, guys? That at the end of the day, we are doing so bad and we are turning the table, okay? Still in the Coppa Italia final, okay? And if we win on Sunday against Genoa, that I think is going to be a key game, a super important game, okay? Well, we are like basically... we own our destiny, right?
You know, yeah, every single match. Yes, it's a key game right now. So we don't have the possibility to choose which game will be the most important right now, because every ball counts right now. Every scramble in the box right now can be decisive for this race for the Champions League spot.
I was telling Matteo right after the game that I was happy, because finally, no, it's not only about the win, but it's that we saw a team on the pitch that feels like was willing to win. Finally, yep. No, that was the main difference, because the problems that we have were still there. They're still there, and at the end they almost died. We missed a lot of chances since the second minute of the first half. So the problems are still there. But at least we show character and we show what we were asking them to show us, no? Finally.
So I have like some kind of right? Not, it's not a rant, but I just want to throw out there, guys. And I agree with you, Andrea, that you said that, yeah, it's one of a win, especially because we put our character, okay, we put like, there was willing to win yesterday, I think you went to show like our true character, but wasn't a win by Allegri, by Pirlo style of play, or by the old guard?
Well, for sure, because Pirlo is the one that
yes, let me complete that. Let me complete my question, because yes, the first half, I think during the first half we play a decent game. I think we have like I think 3 or 4 chance to score. Okay, there was an obvious penalty that wasn't awarded to us, because we know that VAR is not a thing in Italy. Maybe one day we're gonna have VAR in Italy, so we're gonna use it. Who knows about that? But then in the second half, I was kind of like surprised, because honestly, it looked like we basically went back and we defended really back, kind of like we were used to do with Allegri, okay? And kind of what we were used to do, like, you know, in the stretch between Roma and Napoli, between January and February, okay? And we were trying, and I don't mind that attitude, because that opened up our counterattack, and we have many chances in the counterattack. I didn't like the way that basically we started to defend in our around our goal area around that, because it was dangerous, because at the end Napoli scored a goal and they had a chance to tie the game. That's my question. So go on, Andrea.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but I don't like the Allegri style definition, because that's just that Allegri was trying to do something that we finally realized is the way to go in terms of project and planning the game, no, the day before. You cannot plan a game without knowing that you are gonna need to deal with come si dice imprevisti? How you say imprevisti?
With the unknown.
With the unknown. I mean, with something that happens and you were not expecting to happen, like a red card in the first 10 minutes or a penalty in the first 5 minutes. You know, there's something that you cannot prepare the day before.
Of course. And then we need to realize that Napoli is a more than decent team. I think they have a lot of talent on their So is a definitely. Mateo,
if you listen to the TV or read the newspapers in Italy during the past week, Napoli was the best team in Italy, the one with the best shape, and Juventus was about to go back in Serie B if the mathematics would allow it, you know. So that I was very happy yesterday. I was very happy because we beat Napoli again, because you know, we played with two COVID positive players, a game that we didn't play at the beginning of the season because of the same reason.
Exactly. So you think actually Napoli can appeal our victory, because at the end because after 185 days we finally played the game, okay? I was expecting Napoli, especially De Laurentiis, to appeal with Lega Calcio, because they got they didn't travel to Torino 6 months ago because they had two positive cases between them, okay? So now Juventus all of a sudden have two, and we are allowed to play. So I am expecting De Laurentiis to appeal that.
I hope De Laurentiis appeal and we play again, because it was very fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You know, the point is, this match gave us a lot of good signs that they're fighting, they're trying, they are willing to win those matches, despite the fact that we won't win this championship. But we did such a good performance. I mean, comparing to the other ones, we're terrible, honestly.
Terrible.
And of course, there were some players that made some awful mistakes. For example, that goal that Ronaldo missed in the second minute was unbelievable. That goal could definitely change the match. Of course, as we usually say, in the sport, football it's a sport. It depends on the episodes, and that goal could change a lot of the match. But despite the fact that he was not there, that the same way, at least Chiesa was there to create again, and was an unbelievable play. And he will be maybe the MVP for Juventus in the season. This is not an easy task, comparing Ronaldo, the other players, and playing like that.
Why? Dybala scored a goal, so he probably is going to be the MVP of the season.
Yeah, this is the fact. You know, I hate this.
No, it was a provocation.
But you know, this is important to say to our fans. Don't come here to say Dybala is a GOAT, because usually Dybala scored a wonderful goal. Then after 4 or 5 horrible presentations, he scored again a wonderful goal, and people will claim him as the MVP of the team.
Well, Matteo, yesterday Dybala scored a goal. Last time we saw that kind of goal,
and
in
we
Serie
all
a.
were at home. Like, no, yeah,
but no, but last time we saw that kind of goal, someone scoring a goal like that in Serie A, the guy was called Roberto Baggio with Brescia, you know. From stop without moving and putting the ball wherever he wants. First of all, and second of all, yesterday with the goal, Dybala proved what we've been saying for a while, that with him it was gonna be a different championato for us.
Exactly.
It was gonna be many more goals and assists.
That's the point.
And I guess there is nobody as critic with Dybala as I am. Okay. And I'm not scared of that. Okay, I can take it, guys. But being critic against Dybala, it doesn't mean, doesn't recognize that it can be an exceptional player. Because
that's the opposite.
Exactly. So I'm gonna expect a lot from Dybala. I'm gonna request a lot from Dybala. I know what. For example, Frabotta can give to the team, okay? But I'm not gonna be mad at Frabotta if he doesn't score a trick against Inter, right? In the final game of the season. So, but I know that Dybala can be super important for this team, especially because you know that when we start the season, we have 3 forward. The one is Ronaldo, one is Morata, and one is Dybala. We know that Ronaldo is the GOAT, or whatever you want to call it, okay? The other two players, actually, I would say they were kind of on the same level. Morata Dybala, Dybala 1A, Morata 1B, okay? So they were going to switch during the season. But the moment that you request Morata to play every 3 days, you know that Morata, you know what Morata can give us? They can give us like yeah, exactly, okay? But not having Dybala for the whole season, because I go starting in September, he played like what? This is what, the 6-7 play games that he played this season? I don't know.
Okay, but it was not his fault. Eh? It's not that he decided not to play and he didn't play. Eh? I mean, he was injured, he was sick. Yeah. I mean, if we want to assume that was not the case, then okay, we can start talking about stuff we don't really know.
No, of course, it's speculation. It's speculation. I agree. So, okay,
when you spoiled me yesterday
the goal, because you spoiled me the goal yesterday, so don't do that anymore, okay? Okay, don't spoil me because I was waiting for something to happen, okay?
And then you spoiled me the goal. Knowing that it was me spoiling a Dybala goal.
Exactly, because during the game, guys, I don't touch my phone. Okay, I like to watch games and I like saying a lot of bad words. And probably my son is going to learn that the only Italian word that he knows is a bad word. So I'm not like really a role model as a dad right now. But after Dybala score, I was basically jumping around the living room because finally, dude, come on. And that, even because we were suffering at that point, because we were playing, so that I didn't like. I didn't like it that we were expecting for Napoli. We allowed them to get dangerous, okay? We should close the game first before. No. And the only thing I need to say to Pirlo, you cannot wait the 70 minutes of the game to make some changes. You had to make something before. And it's not the first time I say that.
I gotta answer you on many different points. The first one is Pirlo waiting for the sub, and you know I agree with you because yeah. I also texted in the chat. You know what are we waiting for to sub those players? But you saw Dybala in the first 5 minutes in the pitch. He was already sweating and tired. I mean, it's clear that he needs to play. No, he needs to play.
Oh, of course, he needs to play.
He needs to put minutes in the legs. And when I saw Dybala like that, I understood why he waited until 70 minutes.
Yeah, many other players. But, Ramsey,
70, 70 is better than 80. No, I mean 70 is still 20 minutes. It's still acceptable compared to the critics that we moved on Pirlo about not subbing the players.
You have Arthur, and you have McKenny, you have Ramsey, you have Frabotta, you have even. Make something, do something. I think it was clear that Cuadrado was.
Yesterday, wanted Dybala on the pitch because we need to Dybala to be ready for the last games. We're gonna play Milan. We're gonna play Inter
again. Man.
And I mean, hopefully, so Thiago, hopefully. Wait! And the defense. I agree with you. It was frustrating, but because we didn't get our chances to score the second and the third goal, because in a different situation, like if we were winning 2-0, 3-0, we were defending perfectly.
Yeah, okay.
Perfectly. Okay. Yes. They never were really, really dangerous until the second half, you know.
No, you have something. So, so Thiago, and what do you think about how Morata played yesterday? And you think is it going to stay? Do you think Juventus is going to renew the loan with Atletico Madrid?
You know, it seems that Morata is struggling to score again, of course, but he's trying to do the best for the team. He's trying to play that striker that helps Ronaldo. And even Ronaldo seems struggling because of how good Chiesa is playing. It seems that Ronaldo is a secondary player. Of course, it's not like that. But in the end, since we played that match against Torino, for example, he did an awesome assist. But it's not enough. To be the number 9 for Juventus, it's not enough. Of course, we are used to players like Trezeguet, for example, which was an amazing player. but a striker like that, we are usually seeing that striker that makes that tap in to score the goal, that one touch assist. And
that's my point.
Not doing that.
No.
100%. So yes, maybe Juventus will renew his loan, but yet I think it's not a priority.
The last striker existing in this new football era is Icardi, and that's why it's hard for him to get involved in the game of all the teams he actually plays, because I was a kid, I'm a striker lover, and right now I'm wearing a Trezeguet jersey. It's like my favorite of all time because of this reason, because the soccer I used to play when I was a kid and the soccer I felt in love in the 90s used to have roles, very specific, specific roles. Right now at Barcelona, with Tiki Taka changed everything, no?
Fuck Tiki Taka.
They
ruined the game.
Football is evolving. It's much more physical, and the players are running more and covering more more space. Right now there is not room on a team for a striker. Not even Lukaku is a striker. It's only a striker, you know.
No,
even
no.
Lukaku comes back to defend and pass.
No,
the ball
I agree. But you know, look, the point with Morata is easy. Okay, so I would like to have Morata with the team. Okay, and I would like him to stay. Of course, can he be like the starting striker for Juventus? No, he cannot. It can be like it can be one of them. Okay, so I would like him to stay, because actually if he stay, it's not gonna cost that much, because it's gonna cost probably 10 million for the loan, okay, and 5 million as a salary. So it's not really a huge cost if you think about that, and especially if you want to get another one. So you need to think that I think we're gonna keep one between Dybala and Ronaldo. Okay, so if we need to replace Morata as well, that means we need three players.
And right now, where are you gonna find them?
Exactly, where are you gonna? You're not. So I don't think that I know. Especially in the last 2 weeks, with Morata struggling, with not scoring that much, and everything having these issues, there is a lot of conversation going on about this. But first of all, Morata make me mad, because yesterday I think he was having a decent game. It was
decent
moving
game,
really
yeah.
well. He was defending with the ball. He was allowing the defense to come up. So he missed two key passes that he cannot miss. Okay, the pass for Ronaldo and the pass for Chiesa. But and it looks like he's a place that he's not doing for all season. So, but
that's
said that. Said that, I would like him to stay, honestly.
That's the point. We spoke about this in the last episode when we talked about how Morata is good in a counter-attack situation. And since Juventus were not playing like that, because every single team were down behind, now, at least in the last match against Napoli, we saw Juventus play in a counter-attack. It was great for Morata, but his assists didn't happen. Lost a lot of key passes, as you said.
Yeah. But and talking about Buffon, you know that I think Chesney is a starter for Juventus, okay? But after the game he had on Saturday, I was actually surprised to listen to hear Pirlo saying that in the press conference on the day before, said, no, Chesney is going to start against Napoli. So I was kind of like, look, this is the moment that we cannot allow any more mistakes. So maybe this is the moment that Buffon can really we can really use Buffon, that really this team can use Buffon. And so when I know everybody say, because Buffon say a lot of words during the game, so he called the defense, I don't know, I think Buffon had a really good game. He didn't make any difficult saves at the end of the day, but he was really solid. Having said
and it's true that he talked He talks a lot.
Yeah,
to the
he
team.
Talks a lot.
And it's true that there was a lot of talking about Buffon in the past two weeks.
Yep.
So we gotta consider also the possibility that Juventus actually made the choice to put Buffon in the pitch to show, hey, don't throw shit on our second capitano, one of our capitanos, because Buffon is only to respect.
So I think Chelsea is a starter, okay, but you know that during the season some player can have like some issue, and that happens. So I honestly wouldn't have an issue if even on Sunday against Genoa, Buffon would be the starter. So because right now we are not in desperation mode. But we need points. Okay, we need points.
We will see.
And see, it work? Why change it right now?
Do you think it's possible to see, for example, a fake injury to Chesney to perform the starter? I mean, to do not create any tense.
No, I'm not gonna. I don't want to speculate.
Danilo, Chiellini, Alexandro, and De Ligt will
Quadrado.
Be a senator. No, but I mean, those four players and Buffon are senators. I mean, De Ligt is not that top senator yet, but he will be in the future, in the near future. Maybe the armband as a captain, but you know, this
hopefully.
It's a very interesting aspect.
Honestly. I don't think there's a need because Chesney is not the kind, he wouldn't create
a prima
situation.
Donna. Yeah.
It was nice to see that the first one to hug Dybala after the goal was Chesney, for example.
Nobody has anything to say about the guy, you know, about the person. It's clearly amazing.
I think it's more like a trend that, you know, we won, and today I see in the 11 game Buffon played this year, we won 9 and lost 2. Okay, yeah, but which 9 Buffon play, I would like to say. Of course, we won in Barcelona with Buffon, okay? So I don't think Chesney is the reason why we lost against Benevento, if we want to go there. But since we win yesterday, and it was so important to finally win a freaking game, I wouldn't change. I will stay like this right now, at least for another week. So take your time, okay? And then maybe next week you're gonna play. I will be like this, honestly. So
it's important to win. It's important to keep the play like we did yesterday. It's very important to keep the mood high. No, it's not easy, but we just prove that we can. We are Juventus, and we are willing to do that.
No, and look, and then this Saturday is going to be so important because we're going to play against Genoa, okay? And then we're going to have Milan playing in Parma, and it's not going to be easy for Milan because Parma needs to start making points. I think they spend on a huge amount of money, and they're still like really far from being safe because right now they're going to be relegated in the second division. It's going to be like a disaster for them. So it's not going to be easy, okay? And then on Sunday, we're going to have like Lazio playing Verona. Who knows which Verona is going to show up? Who knows? And Napoli playing in Genoa against Sampdoria, with Sampdoria just almost winning in Milano against Milan. It's definitely not going to be an easy game for them. And Atalanta playing in Firenze against Fiorentina. So it looks like the easier game, it looks like it's Juventus against Genoa, but I don't want to say that because we know that what Juventus is doing this year with the easy game. And let me tell you this, I would like to see Dybala start.
I would like to
he's
see.
Able to...
No, I don't think it's time.
He plays 60 minutes. You know, play 60 minutes, and then you put Morata on. Why not? He needs to start playing, guys. I'm the first one that I'm gonna hope we're gonna see like today, April 8th. Okay, I hope. Dybala, give me the month enough in the season that you're unstoppable. We are due to that, right? We are finally due to that. I believe it's possible.
Matte,
doesn't matter, but we are willing to see that, and we will talk about it in the next episode.
Yes, exactly. Chago, so guys,
Chago and me are gonna buy you a Dybala jersey.
Okay. I would like to see like an Oriana a TikTok video. Okay, that's probably better for everybody, right?
No,
No, okay.
I accept the invitation for the next party.
Okay, guys, let's talk soon about that. And as always, fino alla fine.
Forza Juve.
Forza Juve.